call to order. Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag, United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands. Justice for all.
Roll call. Susan Davis. Heidi?
Here.
Candy, here.
All board members are present. County staff introduction.
Pamela Dittmar, Commissioner Brown's office.
Okay. Do we have any public comment? Okay. No public comment. We'll approve the minutes for September 24, 2018 meeting.
Approved.
Meeting's minutes are approved. Approval of the agenda for the July 28th, 2020.
Approved.
Thank you. Update from Commissioner Brown's office.
No updates. The only update I'd like to share is Sue Baker's last day was Friday, and she is retired.
Oh.
So what?
Good for her.
Sue Baker is retired.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Good for her. Congratulations.
So, Pamela Dittmar, Heidi, hi. I will be helping Commissioner Brown for the rest of the year.
Okay, I didn't quite catch that.
Patty Dittmar will be helping Larry
okay.
for the rest of the year.
Okay, hi, Patty.
Pamela, but
that's fine. Pamela. Sorry.
Pamela. Okay. Sorry, Pamela Dittmar. Got it.
If you would have drove here, you'd be able to hear.
Sorry.
<That's okay.
laughs> Sorry. Planning and zoning, says none. Okay. We have a presentation from the City of Las Vegas Planning and Public Works on master plans and future developments adjacent to Lower Cayo Canyon planning area. And it is for discussion only.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Fred Solis for the record. I'm with the City of Las Vegas Department of Planning.
Okay. Joey Paskey with the City of Las Vegas Department of Public Works.
So we were asked by Commissioner Brown's office to come and give you a brief presentation on the development we have in the northwest area. So here's our map here for some perspective. This is Kyle Cannon Road. Here's 95. Here's the eastern boundary of the lower part of Kyle Cannon area. So we have Sky Canyon, Sunstone, the future Upper Las Vegas Watch development, and the existing parcels. We'll just kind of go in a circle here. As far as Sky Canyon, so we have a 1,030 acre master plan community. Maximum number of units, 5,200. There are currently 1,700 permits that have been pulled so far. We have five phases, one and two, three, four, and five. One and two are pretty much developed. They're under development or actively building. Three is starting to map. So we have a number of housing developments coming in here. This area is not developed yet, and this is the Smith's grocery store that you're aware of for perspective. The Sheep Mound Parkway alignment runs to Cala Canyon through this area. And this parcel here will be a future 10-acre park.
Oh.
So we're looking, there's a trigger for that, and it's...
Will be a future, can you say that again?
A future park.
Park?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the Officer Salgo Memorial Park.
Oh. Okay.
So there's
what is the closest cross streets that is to? Is that on that map?
Yeah, this is Grand Canyon, I believe.
Okay.
And this is, I don't know what that one is.
Does that directly hit Kyle Canyon?
No.
Okay.
But this park here is based on construction triggers. So at 4,290 permits, that's when that gets triggered and that'll be constructed.
And the main access will be from what road?
From this Grand Canyon road.
From Grand Canyon, okay.
And Schaumburg.
And Schaumburg.
Okay. Got it.
So that's a little further down the line. We're 1,700 units. As you know, the Allenbeck Park was constructed not too long ago. That was also a construction trigger from Sky Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
Moving over to Sunstone. So Sunstone used to be a part of Sky Canyon. They sold that portion off to Lennar, and they are now master developers for this entire area. So they just went through an amendment to the plan And they have new development standards. They have a new concept for that area. They're doing their parent mapping right now, so there's nothing, there's no lots. They're just building, they're just creating the builder parcels to sell off to other builders. So as of right now, there are no map lots. They're going through the, they just got done with the tentative final map, and they'll be going through the parent final coming.
Do we expect the same number of homes to be per acre as Sky Canyon?
Similar, yes, very similar.
Okay.
There's fewer units. There's a maximum 3,800. This brown area here, that's reserved for an active adult community. So those will be deed restricted for 55 and over, gated. So it's kind of separate from the rest of the community. All this yellow would be the lower density, and this orange is the more of an apartment attached kind of type of units. Going back to Sky Canyon, both Sunstone. So here along the interchange, you have the general commercial uses. So you would expect some commercial development there in that interchange area. And this purple one would be the future casino site. So moving over, Sunstone's gonna have a good trail network. They have a couple parks that will be available to the public. A trail system running along Moccasin. This park here will be specific for the active adult. So that'll be not open to the public. Moving north to the upper Las Vegas Wash. So we have a visioning plan for this area. So it's visioning plans, it's 900 acres. The concept is small villages, business park, commercial on the periphery, and then sensitivity to the tulip or to the fossil beds here with trails and parks and stuff like that. We don't have a land use plan yet. The city has chosen Olympia, who are the same developers as Sky Canyon, to develop this area. But we're still working with the BLM, getting the property assessed. They still are in control of it. So moving over to this area here. So this area is just this has been like this for many years. It's all undeveloped zoning, which is interim zoning district. It's all planned for a community, excuse me, for a planned community at some point in the future. But for right now, it's just been the same for the last 20 years. So, all that said, if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
I've got a question for you.
Sure.
Do you have a projected completion date for the Spring Mountain Parkway to the connection of Cog Canyon Road?
Yes. So, a couple things with this sheet on Parkway. And I'm sorry, I don't have a large map, but I can show you.
Okay.
A smaller one, I can talk off it. So, this is actually being developed in several pieces, kind of as the regular development is. The piece from Iron Mountain down to Grand Teton is being constructed as part of Sky Canyon. So Olympia will be doing that too. We're estimating that at about the end of 21. Again, estimating. This last little piece here from Iron Mountain to up to Kyle Canyon, right now the city has that in design. We're at about 30% design. We don't have an estimate for when that will be constructed, but it will be designed, and we do intend to construct this last piece up to Kyle Canyon. And then the piece from Grand Teton to the south is in flux right now. We're working with the developer, who's Olympia, actually, again, to determine their final mapping along here, and then that will give us the alignment of when that goes. Again, no time frame on that piece. I need of note and importance here, we talk about interchanges. An extension up to the 95 is really conceptual only at this point, and it is not in any way planned by the city.
Okay. At this point in time, how far off of the 95 exit at Kyle Canyon is residential, and where does business begin? How far up Kyle Canyon is rolled? You said businesses. This is business down here.
This Kyle Canyon here, so this corner here, this pink, mm-hmm. this commercial, this
is that frontage road. There? So it's currently rolled business just to Frontage Road?
Yes, so the areas around the interchange frontage areas are zoned right now.
Okay.
Is that what you mean by rolled?
Right.
Yeah.
Because zoned. There are some rumors that it's 3 miles up.
There is a conceptual industrial park further up north past the Paiutes, but I don't have a whole lot of information.
And I'm talking directly on Kyle Canyon.
So this way?
Yep, when you exit the 95, I see all that in green, which I'm assuming is the residential.
Right.
So we're only seeing the business down by frontage.
Correct.
Okay.
That is the current master plan is just for master plan community residential.
Okay.
All this green area. We do have, this would be public facility, this gray.
Uh-huh.
I think there's a public facility right here, master plan. BLM owns most of these. There are a few Nevada Energy parcels as well. But for right now, just as it's been for the last decade or more, it's just the standard interim zoning with the planned community expectations.
Just the reason why I asked, there's been tons of for sale signs that have popped up and down Kyle Canyon. Mm-hmm. It does say zoned commercial. When you do look it up, it does say residential, but when you do phone the realtor, they are telling you that it is in the process of being zoned commercial.
I haven't heard of any of that.
Okay, yeah, the signs are there, but.
Yeah.
Question, is a residential going up Kyle Canyon headed west to the 3 mile mark, or how far?
Yeah, that's what I asked.
And what's the 3 mile mark? Is it
3 miles about which mountain?
Is it 3 miles and that's it?
It's right now, Heidi, they're only showing it right now, they're only having on their map as down by frontage. So all those signs up and down that are saying commercial, those would be false advertising, hoping for the future.
Okay, and what about the place, the casino, where the casino sign is? Are they still, is Station Casino owns that? Are they still planning to put up a casino?
They own it, yes.
They do own that land.
We haven't heard of any plans to build anything, but it is master plan for a casino, and there could be a casino there. That space is reserved for a casino.
Did you catch that? Yeah.
Yep.
And just so you, because you can't see the map, and I'll snap a photo of it for you. At that casino is where it does stop in the commercial color, and it does go to residential. Pass that up, Kyle Canyon.
So you have a couple commercial parcels here.
And is the residential going up 3 miles?
Yes, it goes from the casino, and then there's one parcel on the other side of frontage, one small commercial property, and then the rest is all residential.
And it goes up 3 miles up our road?
No, it does not. It's way down farther than those signs are. It's all staying down around frontage according to this map.
We can leave this with you. We can also get it to
residential. Oh, sure. She's going to leave this with us, so I'll be able to share it with you.
Okay.
Okay, and we might want it future meetings. Okay, yep.
Right, so just for clarification, if these were to go commercial, they would need to amend their general plan, and it would be a public hearing, and there would be notice sent out through all the surrounding.
Fight them. All the way.
Okay. All right, I don't have any questions. Any more questions?
I'm good.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. Do you want me to leave this here?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
Okay. Appoint one CAC member to be involved in the update of Clark County Zoning Title 30 and Land U.S. Planning Process. This member would represent Lower Kyle Canyon CAC to review and update the code. Heidi?
Yeah, I think you should do it, Susan.
Okay, I will take charge of this little map and I will do that. Okay. Once again, any comments by the general public? I don't think we have any public. All right, our next meeting is October 27th, 2020, and we are adjourned. Heidi, I'll bring this map in charge of it and have it, and you can take a look at it when you get back.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right,
thank you.
All right, mm-hmm. Bye-bye.